Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. Hey, WDTMJ's Eric Bilstead here, reminding you to subscribe to the Wisconsin's Morning News Podcast. We update it every day with every interview, every segment, every bit we do on the show.
Wait, we don't do bits on the show.
We're thrilled to have the one and only Will Pounder.
I don't know what that means.
Nerd! Labeled or known as being a big baguette.
All right, maybe we do some bits.
Be sure you subscribe to the Wisconsin's Morning News Podcast, presented by Tri-County Contracting.
Politics, work, daily stressors. Let's take a break from all that and get centered, Christ-centered. I'm Pastor Tim Butker. Join me each week for Christian Crusaders, a broadcast that highlights the gospel, the good news of Jesus, and our belief in the authoritative Word of God. Christ-centered, gospel-oriented, Bible-based, Christian Crusaders. Please join us Sundays at 6 a.m. on WTMJ. We'd love to have you worship with us.
The little one just took her first steps. Her stride? Wobbly.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, she's doing it.
Her parents? Oh boy, here we go.
Oh, watch out, watch out.
But you've got this. Just like Associated Bank's got you with free credit score for Choice and Platinum Choice checking customers. So while you're monitoring and protecting her every move, you can do the same for your credit score too. You've got this with free credit score from Associated Bank. See associatedbank.com/checking or ask a banker for details. Member FDIC.
After a serious crash with a semi-truck, everything can change instantly. Your future, your family's future, your quality of life. That's why knowledge and results matter in big truck cases. And not all law firms have the know-how or the resources to handle these complicated cases. At Gruenberg Law Offices, we have the experience it takes to make sure you're protected. And there's never a fee until we win your case. Gruenberg Law Offices. One call, that's all.
Hot deals on shrimp this week at Sendix. Colossal, extra jumbo, and large cooked shrimp are just $7.50 per pound, sold in 2-pound bags. Sendix, your trusted local grocer.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma Brand station.
Hey, Debbie, did you hear this story about how they have new ways? They figured out, finally, how to keep the bears out of trash cans up there in some of those counties where they have bear issues.
Oh, how would they do that?
They put goal lines next to the trash cans. Oh, wow. Debbie's humor is sponsored by Senex Food Market.
I don't want to take credit for that one.
Your trusted local grocer since 1926.
All right. Westbound 94, starting to tighten up a little bit right through the stadium interchange. Not too bad, though. It's just basically from the stadium interchange to Mitchell Boulevard. Rest of the area is looking pretty good. I'm not really seeing any other incidents or delays, so all is well. That's your WTMJ Johnson & Sons Paving Time Saver Traffic.
Mostly cloudy for your Friday. We might see a little bit of sunshine peeking through this afternoon. A high of 53. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 41. Saturday, mostly cloudy. Some showers at night, a high of 54. Sunday, a slight chance of some showers in the morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, mild and breezy. High of 60. Monday, mostly cloudy. A chance of afternoon showers and 54. Rain likely Tuesday, breezy, a high of 59.
Right now in Milwaukee, 49 degrees. Gabe Neitzel from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee joins us in studio. Gabe, if you had to guess, how many holiday gatherings starting now until the end of the year do you think you attend?
Okay, till the end of the year. So that probably includes like New Year's parties too, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm different. My wife's parents live down in Florida. They lived in Puerto Rico before that. So we don't really spend holiday time with them.
Okay.
So I just have to worry about my own family. I would say probably 3 to 4.
Okay.
3 to 4. And that, yeah, I mean, I don't really do anything for New Year's anymore. I think I'm too old for that. I think I've aged out of that party. That party group.
Are you around that same number? What's your number, Michelle?
Probably about 3. We also don't do anything.
Interesting.
Definitely there's an age thing going on here.
That's interesting because I think I would have gone a little bit higher, though, for us. A new survey shows that the average adult will only go to 3 holiday gatherings this year, which is down from 5 holiday gatherings in 2023. So we're not alone. More and more of us are.
Wow, that's
doing
because
less.
That's shocking. Because I would think that you know you try to, and maybe it's not always possible to try to you know you double dip for Thanksgiving, you double dip around Christmas.
Yeah.
You know
mm-hmm,
that
right.
You know because
it would add up.
When I was a kid, like I always remember Christmas Eve was always for my. We would do a party at my grandparents' house on my mom's side. Mm-hmm. We would do something for my dad's side of the family, usually like the weekend after the actual holiday.
Yeah.
You know, so
that
like that's what I'm saying. Like both of those gatherings, like I think you do that for Thanksgiving, you do that for Christmas, you're up to 4 right there. If you do anything with your friends, that sprinkles another one on there.
Right.
Yeah, they add up quickly, and apparently people are just going, nah, I don't want to spend time with people anymore.
Well, get this. This one says 1 in 5 say they would skip Christmas dinner if they could. So 1 in 5 of us has no interest in going to any Christmas dinner with any family.
Is it just too much work?
Or it could be the political aspect of it, too.
Yeah, I think that could be part of it. I mean, Christmas has never been, for me, Thanksgiving was always, especially on my dad's side. Like, Thanksgiving, I don't want to miss it, and I will not miss it again, you know, this year. That's the one time a year that my grandmother makes sure that we're all getting together.
Excellent.
You know, like everybody's getting there. Everyone's going
to
be there.
You don't have to worry about gifts. You just gorge.
And she's, and I mean, my grandmother's about to turn 91 years old here, and she's still, the effort that she puts in,
that's awesome.
For the turkey and for, also, the one thing about a Neitzel family gathering is we'll probably have more desserts than anything else. We're known for our sweet tooth up there. So she'll have like the turkey, but she'll also have like a pie and a cake roll and like probably one other thing in there that she's getting ready for Thanksgiving. That's always the big holiday for us.
All right, Gabe Neitzel's here. We got to ask you. So it's Packers-Bears week. They play on Sunday. And I do find it interesting. There is more than a handful of quote unquote analysts who are saying, you know what? You got to take the Bears seriously. Do we really have to take the Bears seriously?
Yeah, you have to take the Bears seriously, even though they are a joke. They make it very easy to make fun of them, make the joke like you did, because they haven't scored a touchdown in 2 games. They
Correct.
Haven't scored a touchdown in 23 offensive drives, which is offensive in and of itself. But their defense is still very good, and it's not like the Packers are playing their best football. And I think that kind of gives you hope of, okay, you want to be playing your best football the back half of the season. We see all the potential. We see all this with the Packers. But they've also had a tendency to shoot themselves in the foot. Jordan Love has 10 interceptions. That leads the league. He has to cut down on that.
Oh, yeah.
They're top 5 in penalties, in a lot of pre-snap penalties. The Packers have to cut down on that. So are the Bears somebody that you have to necessarily fear the way you have to maybe fear the Detroit Lions right now? No. But the Packers have made enough mistakes this year where their mistakes can keep the Bears around, and at the end of the day, it's still a professional football team that can take advantage of those mistakes.
Is it, though?
They have won 4 games, all right? They have won 4 games this year. And look, the one thing that they don't have going for them is that offense, as you mentioned. The one thing they don't do, though, is turn the ball over. Only 5 interceptions so far this year for Caleb Williams. He has been sacked 38 times, though. That leads the league. And the Packers' pass rush, maybe this is a good get-right game for them. The pass rush has basically been non-existent outside of the 8 sacks they had against Tennessee. So if that pass rush can start to get right against a very bad Bears offensive line, maybe that's a good sign for the final 7 games.
So this is an interesting little nugget. So Caleb Williams, before the season started, told the team, hey, can we make sure we're picking up all the trash out of the locker room? Can we not be leaving garbage anywhere? Let's move all the trash out. Well, now they can't even find the field because they can't field the team, right? They took the trash out.
Yeah, they took the trash out. Yep.
Help. Help me.
Has he been doing this all morning?
Yes.
And it will continue. Gabe Neitzel from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. You got a show to do. Thank you, sir.
Yep. Anytime.